Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
In Isle of Wight news this week, we will continue to do all we can to support residents, businesses and communities and to continue delivering vital public services during lockdown. That's a message from the leader of the Isle of Wight Council as the county entered a second lockdown this week due to rising levels of coronavirus. Councillor Dave Stewart again urged everyone to play their part in doing all they can to reduce the spread of the virus, protect the NHS and protect one another. He said, as a council, we recognise the impact a new lockdown will have on our businesses and community. We will be doing everything we possibly can to passport government support to businesses as quickly as possible. We have already increased the resources in our helpline service at 823 600 for residents, and anyone who has any concerns should make contact with us as soon as possible. I know this is yet another enormous ask of our community, but I know it is up for the challenge and we will do everything we can in support. Let's do what we should, not what we could. Meanwhile, the NHS in the southeast of England is urging people with a learning disability to have their free flu vaccination this winter. Some people with a learning disability can be more susceptible to flu and can go on to develop more serious complications such as bronchitis or pneumonia. Anyone with a learning disability is entitled to receive a free vaccination. The vaccine offers the best level of protection from the flu virus, and it's important to have the vaccine every year, especially as the flu virus strain changes every year. Every year, the flu virus kills people and hospitalises many more. This year, it is even more important that people who are most at risk of flu have their free flu vaccination. All clinics will run in line with infection prevention control and social distancing measures will be in place. Morgan Lewis, Medical Director for NHS England and NHS Improvements South East Region, said, "I urge everyone with a learning disability or anyone who lives with or provides care to someone with a learning disability to ensure they are immunised against flu." And finally, one of the UK's biggest grocers, which has numerous stores here on the Isle of Wight, has doubled the price of its Bags for Life. Tesco says the price hike is in a bid to reduce the amount of plastic being consumed from their stores, with the price increase to put consumers off from buying them. Tesco has its main Extra store in Ryde, along with its Express stores at Wootton, Lake and Ventnor. The price has gone from 10p up to 20p, which hasn't gone unnoticed by shoppers. One shop said, "20p for a Bag for Life from Tesco doesn't seem like such a good deal in the middle of a deadly pandemic." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
You are listening to the Short Break Radio Show on a Sunday.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 3rd of November 1534 was when King Henry VIII passed the Act of Supremacy, which had great ramifications for the UK's future. Henry wanted a divorce from his first of six wives, Catherine of Aragon, but was forbidden from doing so by the Catholic Pope, who was the religious leader of the Catholic Church. Henry decided to circumvent this by creating a new church, with him in charge. The church was named the Church of England and is led by the current British monarch. On the 3rd of November 1957, the Soviet Union launched the first living thing into space, a stray dog named Laika. The rocket successfully made it into space with its cargo alive, but Laika died in orbit. Her death triggered widespread protests, and the BBC's switchboard was jammed with protest calls before the official news bulletin had ended.
However, Laika's sacrifice paved the way for sending more living beings into space, eventually resulting in the moon landings 12 years later. November the 5th, 1605 was the day of one of the most infamous conspiracies in British history, the Gunpowder Plot. The Gunpowder Plot was a plan to blow up King James I by means of large amounts of gunpowder placed in barrels underneath the Houses of Parliament. This would have succeeded if not for a letter sent to King James warning him of the danger. This anonymous letter resulted in most of the conspirators being arrested, and the destruction of Parliament was prevented. Among those arrested was Guy Fawkes, the man who many people remember, as he was going to light the gunpowder. To this day, many people remember the day of the Gunpowder Plot by the name Bonfire Night, or Guy Fawkes Night, when bonfires are lit and fireworks set off to commemorate the event that never happened. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is eristic. E-R-I-S-T-I-C. It can be a noun or adjective describing a person given to debate or argument, or the art of practice of debate or argument. It originated from the mid-17th century from the Greek word eristikos, from the word erizein, which means to wrangle, which is from the word eris, which means strife. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now! In Isle of Wight news this week, following the UK government's announcement that NHS trusts across England will be continuing their services as they did over the summer, facilitating social distancing throughout hospitals and continuing strict infection control measures. Steve Parker, Medical Director, said, "Over the past few months, we have taken several steps to ensure staff, patients and visitors to our sites remain safe and have reopened our services to the island community. Alongside caring those who have been experiencing severe coronavirus symptoms, our staff have gone to great lengths to make sure that people who do not have COVID-19 can safely access our services." The Isle of Wight NHS Trust echoes the words of the leader of the council, Councillor Dave Stewart, in that the community on the island all came together during the first lockdown to provide support to those who needed it most. And I have absolutely no doubt that we will do so again. The most important thing we can do as a community is embrace this opportunity to protect those we love from this horrible disease. Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council has vowed to support the community's most vulnerable residents after the government announced a new national lockdown to help curb the spread of coronavirus. The lockdown comes into force on Thursday 5th of November for 4 weeks until Wednesday 2nd of December 2020. The government has not arranged a shielding programme for this lockdown, but is encouraging the clinically extremely vulnerable to stay at home as much as possible. Council leader Dave Stewart said, "If you fall within this group, you will be receiving a letter from the NHS in the next few days giving you advice about what to do and how to register for services and support that enable you to remain self-dependent, such as arranging shopping deliveries or providing help with your social and well-being needs." The council's helpline remains open for anyone that needs additional support and will revert back to a 7-day service. Call 01983 823 600 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday and between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at weekends for support. You can also email contact.centre@iow.gov.uk. And finally, Brightbulb Designs Mince Pies Marathon, which last year raised over £3,000 for charity, is returning bigger and better for 2020. At the end of 2019, Mince Pie Fever hit businesses on the island with Brightbulb's Marathon fundraiser. The Island Design Studio sold and delivered over 3,000 mince pies, helping to raise a total of £3,100 for the White Brainy Bunch charity, a charity supporting families affected by brain tumours on the Isle of Wight. This year, the event has been open to both businesses and the general public. Brightbulb has also drafted in the help of the island's fastest broadband provider, WhiteFibre, to help deliver the mince pies across the island. Matt Jeffrey on Brightbulb Design has said, "It's been tough since last year's mince pies marathon because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But last year there was so much excitement, fun and cheer from what we achieved that we thought, let's do it again, and if we make a few people smile, then we can deem it as a success." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.